Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Always dreaming. Thunder snow. Irish war cry. Practical joke. These are four names from horses in yesterday's Kentucky Derby. I don't know who names a racing horse Thunder Snow, but being from South Dakota, I would validate this as an actual phenomenon. Everybody knows the horse is not actually Thunder Snow, or Irish War Cry, or Practical Joke, but these names bring a certain life and spirit to the horse racing empire. Imagine if they simply named them Horse A, Horse B, Horse C. Would you bet? Would you hedge your bets on horse F? Psalm 20, verse 7 says, "Some trust in chariots and some horses, but we trust the name of the Lord our God." But the Lord our God doesn't just give us his name. He gives us figures of speech that convey his life and spirit. Today we heard one of those in our text, didn't we, from John chapter 10, Good Shepherd Sunday. It wasn't always dreaming, or thunder snow, or practical joke. It was shepherd of the sheep. This is how Jesus wants us to relate himself to our reality. Shepherd of the sheep. We are the sheep. He is the shepherd who saves and keeps us safe. We are vulnerable, but someone is looking out for us. Do recall that we're not really sheep. We're human beings. And he is not a caretaker for little furry animals, but for persons like you and me. The kind of shepherd we need needs to be wise to our vulnerabilities. One of the ways that we are vulnerable is recognizing the real shepherd when he appears. The one who is really the shepherd, not a knockoff, half-baked forgery. Now, we could probably spend a few hours here talking about all the forgeries, like the Pharisees and the texts, or the false messiahs who have come and gone, the cunning philosophies of other religions, the movements that have used force and demanded obedience, making followers by the sword, or by drugs, or music, or by institutional predominance, prestige, you name it. But here is how you recognize the real shepherd of the sheep, the real thing. Jesus says in our text, "He who enters by the door is the real shepherd." When your heart recognizes he who comes through the door, doesn't try to climb in through persuasion, through cunning, through a little incentive, but he just comes right through the door, right in daylight, without any fancy moves. It's how your heart knows the real shepherd. When your heart sees the way in which God in Christ Jesus enters, you will know the difference, in other words. When the shepherd leads up front, not drives behind in the back, you will know the difference. When he calls the sheep by name, not by a number or a SKU, you will know the difference. When Jesus shows the door to you and you see where it leads, he himself, he says, being both the shepherd and the door, you will know the difference. His portal is death and life. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me," Psalm 23 said, didn't it? And know all along the shepherd does about life and death. And he is that door, the portal, the way to green pastures. Easter was the proof that after death with Jesus comes life. Jesus said in the text, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." On earth, with Jesus, with his word, and with his gifts, and in heaven, with Jesus, with his resurrected body and life that is here now by faith, but there in sight for all. When Jesus teaches that he is the door of the sheep and he is the shepherd, with full contrast to all the others who came before, the thieves and the robbers, and all who will come after, we should recognize what a treasure this is. This is the good shepherd, the real deal, the one who knows our needs and well provides and keeps us safe until that great and glorious day. I heard that Always Dreaming won the horse race. He led the pack at Churchill Downs and won the race, the Kentucky Derby, yesterday, right? But let us be grateful for the shepherd of the sheep who leads his flock, though not in competition. He leads them all to victory, to the triple crown, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May God bless you with his Spirit that you may know him who comes to you as the good shepherd, and not just the good shepherd, but the door, the gatekeeper, all things, the way to find the fullness of God, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus is that way. May God bless you on this Good Shepherd Sunday. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.